Good morning, my friends. I don't know if today's talk is going to be very long or not. It may be just only 15 minutes. I don't know. I wish I could just close my eyes, get that feeling of the presence of the Christ. Feel that inner humming and transmit that through this talk. And then there would be nothing to say, because that's the whole purpose of the Infinite Way, is to bring the seeker to that point of contact. And then, in a moment of resting, in a moment you think not, to that experience called communion, union with the I, with God. I don't know how it is for you, and I might have mentioned this before, but if I didn't, I'll say it now. There are some things that I hear, some things that I read, and even some things that come to me as a thought, that stop me in my tracks. They short-circuit my thinking. It comes to a stop. I don't do it. I don't even try to do it. But my thinking comes to a stop. And there's an inner feeling that goes with it. And the only way I can describe it is an inner vibration. And I don't mean a physical vibration either. It's a spiritual vibration. It's a high humming. It's like when you take a pitchfork and you tap it, and there's that hum. And that's the way this feels. Something comes into my awareness, the written word, the spoken word, which is the Word of God. I might read it, or hear it, or think it, or receive it within. But when it comes, there's this moment of silence in which an inner vibration is felt, a hum, a spiritual humming. Not a noise, no, yet a hum. And I know that I must be still, because there's something about this that is going to be revealed. And so when I say to you that some of these scriptures haunt me, I mean that they set up this feeling. And I know that there's more to be revealed, and I must be still and let it come forth. And it may come forth in the next 5 minutes, 5 days, or even 5 months. I haven't had one take 5 years like Joel did when he said he sat in the airport and received the words beyond words and thoughts and wrote it down and wrote a little paragraph and nothing else came for 10 or 12 years. I haven't had one like that. But sometimes, well, I've had many, many that come within a few days, or a few minutes, or a few hours. And there's two words that do that to me, have always done that to me. I can see them, I can read them, I can hear them within, and I have that inner vibration, and I know that they are from Christ. And those two words are hidden manna. They come from the revelation of St. John 2:17. And it goes like this. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna manna. There's a lot there. That's only half of the sentence. But in that half we have, he that hath an ear. That means if you're able to be still within, if you're able to listen, not with your mind, not with your physical ears, but on a higher level, if you're able to listen, if you're able to be still and let it be revealed, then the Spirit says to you, to him that overcometh, if you will overcome, I will give you hidden manna. And what is it that you are to overcome? Well, of course, it's not out here, but it's within, and it's everything must be laid aside so that you can stand there as an opening, a pure opening, and receive something called hidden manna. Now, this does not have anything to do with overcoming your bad habits. I mean, maybe you made a New Year's resolution to stop smoking, or to stop eating meat, or to, I don't know, whatever your current beliefs are as a human. Maybe you made a New Year's resolution to stop being so critical of your family members and friends, or to save money. In one way or another, you made a promise to yourself to try to overcome something. And, well, I recently made kind of a small promise to myself that time allowed, I would walk every other day at least a mile. And I've been keeping to that. Except when it's raining so hard, I can't walk outside without getting soaked. And in fact, today I walked for a mile and then came back home and meditated and read a little and meditated again before starting this talk. But all those are external. And as you know by now, the entire spiritual path is internal, because you live in your state of consciousness, which is within. So this, to you who overcome, means something internal. Now, there's another scripture, which is Matthew 4:18, and it goes like this. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Now, if you have an inner ear and you read this, perhaps you'll see what I see, which is that Christ, walking by the Sea of Galilee, means on the edge of your consciousness, sitting on the well, as it were, sees two brothers, Simon and Andrew. Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother. Now that's your body and your mind, casting a net into the sea. You're trying with your body and you're trying with your mind to reach this presence in your consciousness, and you're failing. Affirmations and denials, they no longer work. you're struggling with the letter and it doesn't work. But there's Christ on the edge knocking, says to you, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, or I will give you hidden manna. And in this analogy here, they straightway left their nets and followed him. And there's a book out, which Joel said in the Kailua Study Series, not very many people bought. It was not very popular among students, and he could tell that by its lack of sales. And his book is called, Leave Your Nets, because that's what Christ says to you. If you would overcome and receive the hidden manna, then you must leave your nets. And your nets are nothing to do with the external. Your nets are your material sense of existence and your mental sense of existence. These must be laid down in order to receive the hidden manna. And now I will tell you what hidden manna means. It means for you to receive a new self. A new self. Not physical, not mental. A spiritual self. Christ. Listen to the rest of this quote in Revelation. Listen to the rest of this sentence. He that hath an ear, can you hear me calling? Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Listen, listen, Christ within you has something to say. To him that overcometh, if you overcome, if you lay down your material sense of existence and your mental sense of existence and you stand there naked, I will give you to eat of the hidden manna. That is, something else will begin to flow as your very self. And I will give you a white stone. Now the white stone is a new consciousness. No longer a material sense coupled with a mental sense. No longer Simon and Andrew. No. I will give you a new consciousness. And in the stone a new name written. And that new name is a new nature, a new being, a new self. I will give you a new self, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. No, no one with their material sense of self, their physical sense of self, or their mental sense of self can detect this invisible, hidden self. No one can detect it. Okay, so now let's read it again and see if you can see it now, what's being said in one sentence. Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And so in this book, Leave Your Nets, speaking of leaving the material sense of self, physical sense of self, and the mental sense of self, which are both in the mind, in this world mind, counterfeit self, If you give up that self, and you stand there, willing to be silent, not knowing what's going to happen next, using no affirmations and no denials, simply saying, Father, reveal the self, and standing still. If you do that, you will receive the hidden self. It will begin to flow. It will begin to take over. It will begin to be you. And in this book, Leave Your Nets by Joel, there's a chapter, chapter 5, called Hidden Manna. And he has something to say about this hidden manna. And this, remember, this entire book was written so that those that are advanced past the letter and are living, are ready to live by Spirit, by Christ, can leave their nets, can leave their humanhood, and put on immortality, and behold Christhood, the ascension of Christ. And so in this chapter, he says, you will not be able to enter the presence of God carrying your burdens with you. That means carrying your humanhood, or your material sense, or your mental sense, your affirmations, your denials, anything by might or by power. None of that will help. You will not come into the presence of God carrying with you any desire for God to do something, be something, or get something for you. That's very important, because if there's a you going to God, that's the you that has to die, and die standing still, and die right there, so that you may be a beholder, a witness to Christ coming out of the tomb, the hidden manna. Says Joel, there has to be a purification of all human desires in the realization of His grace. You must consciously make the sacrifice of everything external. You must surrender the past and surrender the future. Surrender every desire for person, place, thing, circumstance, or condition, even your hope for heaven. The presence of God is within you, and it must be consciously realized. But it will never be realized by anyone who desires God for any purpose other than the realization of God itself. Everyone who has sought God and missed the way has missed it, because he has sought God for a reason, for a healing, for supply, home, happiness, or for some other thing. God cannot be attained that way. God can be attained only in one way, through a complete surrender of everything. Consciously let go. I do not want to live by bread alone. I want my life to be lived by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then you will receive the hidden manna. Now, this hidden manna, this white stone upon which is written a new name, this Christ all these are terms. All these are concepts in the mind. And so throw them out. You are not allowed to bring any of these concepts inside. You are not allowed now, you who have decided to really leave your nets, are no longer allowed to live by concepts. You must find this hidden manna, this new self. And if you have learned how to practice contemplation, if you learned how to do that maybe several years ago, maybe just last year, if you learned how to contemplate until you reached the place where the mind stopped all by itself, and momentarily you were silent, and into that vacuum rushed the presence, and you felt something. What you felt was just a whisper of this hidden manna. Now the time has come for you to die, to lay down your life, and to allow this hidden manna, this new stone, this new name, to be revealed right here, right now. This new self, this invisible self, will live your life and make it its own life, so that there is no longer a human being and a Christ presence, but only a Christ presence living itself. You said, you agreed with the new horizon, that above the sense life is the realm of spirit governed by love, peopled with children of God. And you said you wanted to be the child of God, that you wanted to live above the sense life in the realm of spirit. My ways are not your ways, says God, and none of your ways will work now. And so, leave your nets. Leave them, all of them. First here, in your inner chamber. Here, right here in your inner chamber, is the place to practice this principle. The principle of leave your nets. Throw them down. Let them go. Hands off. No physical self. That's a concept in the mind. Whose mind? Not this new self. Not the mind that is in this new self. No. This is world mind. The concept is in the world mind. It's a universal concept. It belongs to no one. And so, drop it. And what about this mind that has all these concepts, this universal mind, thinking thoughts about a world, about a structural universe? This mind also belongs to no one. It belongs to no one. And so, drop it. Now there's no physical self. There's no mental self. There's no self. Here, there's only a vast emptiness inside, a quietude, a silence. A stand ye still and see and receive the hidden manna, a new self, an invisible self, an infinite self. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Not for any reason, not for any purpose, just to rest in my spirit. Just rest in it. You don't even have to know what it's doing. I have ways ye know not of. Rest. Behold, I, your new self. Feel your new self. Listen, your new self utters itself. You may feel this inner hum, this inner vibration. You may hear my voice say, "It is I. Be not afraid." You may feel the spirit moving over the face of the deep. But it is I, your new self. Stand stock still. I go before you to prepare a place for you, a consciousness for you, a body for you, a self. Leave your nets and follow my guidance, my spirit. I have come that you might have life, a new life, a hidden manna, a new self, a self that is everlasting. Yes, to you who overcomes, to you who lays down the false sense of life, I will give you a new self, a new consciousness, a new name. This is the initiation you waited for, you asked for, you prayed for. Now stand aside, and I will give you a new self called Christ. And I, if I be lifted up in you, I will draw everything needed throughout eternity. This is the hidden manna. which no one knows except for you who receives your new self. No longer must you be concerned about a personal human self. There is none. No, your only concern is to come here again and again, to drop the nets, to turn within, to be still, be silent, no desires, only a witness, as I, your new self, reveal yourself to you. And I flow forth and reveal to you your new self in hundreds, thousands, millions of ways. I am infinite. I can do this. No human mind will ever understand the ways of God. And that human mind will give up and call them foolish. Foolishness. Who can receive a new self? Oh, come on. But to you who overcome in your inner chamber, in the silence, I give to eat of the hidden manna, your new self, lifted up. Now be still and feel the I. And so, my friends, if you do not have a copy of Leave Your Nets, and you are serious about dying and being a witness to the birth of a new self, yourself, the I, then it behooves you to get a copy of this book, Leave Your Nets, Joel S. Goldsmith. This is by Acropolis Books, and I think it's $11.95. It was $11.95. It says here, Acropolis Books, and 1998. So for $12, here's a book on how you can completely leave your nets. I'd say that's a perfect price. Next to nothing. I suggest you get it, but you don't read it the way you would read a novel. Well, before you open it, close your eyes and have a meditation. Invite the Father to reveal yourself and be still. Then open the book, begin at the first chapter, read the first paragraph slowly, see if you can see where it's telling you how to die and how to awaken to your everlasting self, yourself. And read along until you feel this inner humming, this inner vibration. Then stop. There's something there for you. Spirit is speaking. Look at it again. Now put it down. Now take it into meditation. Look at it a few times. I might say to myself, hidden manna. What is that? Hidden manna. Father, reveal the self, and then I am quiet. And something will come. Oh, I can't say whether for you it'll be the still small voice or the inner higher vibration or the movement of spirit across the waters or just your everlasting self rising up, ascending. I can't tell you how it will be for you, but I know that something will happen, and it will be yourself, your new self, the hidden manna being revealed. And then you're done. You're done. Don't go back and read anymore. And then later, in another meditation, try it again. And if nothing comes, if I sat down and said, hidden manna, and nothing new came, then I would open the book and continue where I left off, reading the next paragraph, very slowly, looking after my meditation, reading and looking, where is this telling me how to die and how to awaken? Now, here. If you do that, well, I don't see how you could get to the end of this book with all of that going on within, before and after your reading. I don't see how you could get to the end of this book with all of those inner experiences of your true self and not be another self. I just don't see how you could do it. So if you don't have a copy of this book, get a copy. If you do have a copy of this book, perhaps you might approach it the way I just suggested. Because this gives the precise instructions for leaving your material sense of self, your mental sense of self, dropping those nets, coming empty-handed, and standing before the very altar of God, open, receptive, and bearing witness as the light of the Father shines, revealing to you a new, everlasting self. As this self begins to rise, you will find it much easier when confronted with a problem to no longer take thought, but like Joel, our friend, our teacher, you will be able to turn within with no thought. And this makes no difference whether you're driving a car, swimming, watering the lawn, eating. Remember he said sometimes it comes while eating? In the Kailua study series he said that. Your new self will begin to express itself without your asking. And in very strange and beautiful ways. Just beautiful. You will become Christ consciousness. People will reach out to you, and before they get to the phone and before they write a letter, receive something from Christ, because your this new self is an omnipresent self. And as it rises higher and higher within you, you'll find that while looking at the good things, the beautiful forest, as I this morning on my walk. Or the beautiful little dog who likes to follow me from down the street on my walk and stays with me the entire walk, half a mile one direction and half a mile back, and then goes back home. He just decided to join me, a companion. But I know that this is God. Oh, it sure, it appears as the forest, it appears as the dog, but something in you will reveal this new self in whatever direction you look, because there cannot be two. There can only be one, and I, within you, am that one. And so you will find that with no effort on your part, after time, after a while, practicing this within, in your inner chamber, in your consciousness, it will begin to take over. Your new self will begin living itself. And when you look upon the errors, you will see one self. And when you look upon the appearance of good, also errors, you will see oneself. You will see oneself. You will have that experience of Paul. In that self, we live and move and have our being, and that oneself in us. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Do you not know that, says the Christ? And this is the truth of your new self. There are 12 people listening to these talks. Well, now there's 14. I expect 14 people to lay down their lives, and sometime in the weeks and months to follow, I fully expect there to be but one self speaking, one self hearing, one self living, one self being, and I, that self. I want you to know that it matters to me that you come into this awareness of yourself. Though I can't do it for you, each and every one of you are lifted up in these meditations. And it is also my feeling that each and every one are ready for this step. We may have studied only 5 or 10 years, maybe even only 2 years, maybe 20, maybe 40, as in my case. But this is not our first time. We have studied before, and perhaps we just weren't ready. And we turned like Lot's wife back and turned into a pillar of salt. We turned back into a human. Now, I feel certain each and every one is ready. Leave your nets. You that have an ear, you hear what the inner spirit says unto you now. To you who overcomes the material sense of self, the mental sense of self, and stands still, I will give you to eat of the hidden manna. I will give you a white stone, a new consciousness, and in the stone a new name, a new self I give unto you, which no one knows about, except you that receive it. Come, eat. The table is prepared for you, for you. I give you hidden manna, a new self, Christ.